Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that introduces you to the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Today's program over News Talk 1310 WBFD is hosted by Lloyd Roach. Bedford County Speaks is heard every Saturday at this time. Now let's join Lloyd for this week's discussion on Bedford County Speaks.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks. Today's program is brought to you as a public service by DestinationDelco.com. Just a few miles to the east of us, you can find the wonders of historic Delaware County and the Brandywine Valley. To learn more, visit DestinationDelco.com. I'll be right back to introduce my guest, Betty Slayton of the BCDA, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
DestinationDelco.com, a new way to experience Delaware County. Destination Delco, from Philly to the Brandywine, we have the Crossroads, Riverside, Main Streets, Main Line, and the Brandywine. Five different ways to experience Delaware County. Check us out at DestinationDelco.com. Be sure to listen to Bedford County Speaks Saturdays at 8:30 a.m. just before Rush on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Well, good morning. I am speaking to you from this enormous, beautiful building, which is right next to the enormous, beautiful airport just off of Route 220 in an absolutely beautiful and enormous industrial park. And we're going to tell you all about that in a minute. We are at the BCDA, which is an abbreviation or you all have an acronym for the Bedford County Development Association. And you say, what is that, you ask? Well, we're going to find out and we're going to tell you all about it. But first, we're going to introduce you to our guest, Betty Slayton, who is the president of BCDA. And she has joined us here this morning on Bedford County Speaks. Betty, thank you very much for doing this. You're really a good sport. I really appreciate your coming out and being embarrassed like this. We really hope you enjoy
it's
yourself.
It's a pleasure being here.
Okay. Now, you're the head of this outfit, but you had another life before you came to Bedford County. So tell me a little bit about Betty. I mean, where are you from originally? Is there any place you call home?
I grew up on a beef cattle farm in Heartland, Wisconsin. I attended the University of Wisconsin-Madison, majoring in agricultural economics. Went to graduate school at Montana State in Ag Econ. Was a banker in Kansas City. Fell in love with a guy named Paul Slayton. And ultimately married him and moved to Bedford County, Pennsylvania in 1984.
Well, you're not a native. I've learned since I've been here that if you haven't been here for six or seven generations, you're not a native. However, you're much more of a native than I am since you've been here so long. So anyway, welcome to Bedford County after all these years. Maybe no one's
ever... Welcome to you also.
Well, thank you so much. Betty, your background indicates obviously your strong background in agriculture and farming and later the raising of beef cattle. How did you kind of steer into this job as coming from the farming background you have?
Well, I have a background in banking and finance. And when I moved to Bedford County in 1984, there weren't a lot of job opportunities, especially for someone who was interested in finance. So I learned about the government and I learned about economic development. I didn't even know that that was a potential profession or industry. And it's wonderful. Economic development is all about helping retain and create jobs and build wealth in an area. And there are many government programs that can help us do that. So I kind of fell into economic development looking for, you know, a potential job.
I think a lot of folks, too, don't understand that especially the agricultural community is a big generator of economic development in so many ways. So you've come out of a world, really, that's directly connected to what you're doing now. Isn't that so?
It is truly important. My husband and I have a 320-acre beef cattle farm. It's a working farm. We have no hired people, so we do it. And I run about 50 mama cows. And we understand that agriculture is very important. Economic development is not about cementing the county. It's about providing opportunities. And quite frankly, the reality of agriculture today is often we need off-farm incomes to help support a farming occupation. So we do a lot. We have low-interest loan programs for farms to help young farmers buy a new farm, to grow an existing farm.
I'm going to get you to explain a little bit of that later.
Okay.
But first, I need you to explain a little bit why the BCDA was formed? I mean, is it this organization been around a long time?
The organization began earnestly in the early 1980s. What I've come to understand is that economic development in rural areas is very different than in urban areas. For example, to build a business park in Bedford County cost us, our first business park, $90,000 an acre to develop. This was in the 90s. The highest we ever sold land for was 41 an acre, and that was with roads, public water, public sewer. So without economic development, no private developer would ever come into a rural county or Bedford County and build a business park. Somebody's got to do it, and that somebody is the Bedford County Development Association.
So it's not unlike the a municipality providing roads and sewers. You provide the whole park. That encourages me, the employer, and the company to come here instead of to County X. And we certainly don't want them to go to County X.
No, absolutely not.
That's as interesting. We just you have competition. There is, unfortunately, other people. There are other people around the country and around the state of Pennsylvania that also want to attract large businesses. So you have to be more competitive than those. So a little bit of a fight, is it not?
Well, within our region, even within the state, we don't really try to compete with one another. Our workforce is regional. So as Blair County, Center County, Cambria, Huntington, you know, creates new jobs, it helps our people. It's more of a competition with other states. And even globally now, you know, companies have options. So we do try to position ourselves as best we can. And I think Bedford County has done a very good job at positioning ourselves to be competitive. But we try not to be in direct competition, but to work more cooperatively with our neighbors.
So, okay, so if let's say I'm a nationwide outfit and I'm looking for a place to put something here. Well, I'll give an example, I guess, the ones that are here, REI, Walmart Distribution. They could have gone anywhere, I suppose, but they came here. So what are the big pluses for this area that they like so much? Obviously, they stayed, so there's something that you did right here, and they seem to be prospering. I see their trucks going in and out all the time, so that's my indicator. You know, that's my own scientific indicator. So what does attract them, and what keeps them here?
Well, the way companies typically look is, A, where do they need to be vis-a-vis in proximity with their customers, suppliers? We have no control over that. Two, is there a site available, a site with public water, sewer, road access? Because they don't want to be in that business. They want an available site. And then third is really when we get competitive and hone in, and that is workforce. And that is really a great strength. Our transportation network is excellent to be at the junction of the Turnpike and I-99. But it's unbelievable the testimonials that our existing employers give regarding our workforce that helps recruit new businesses. Walmart Distribution Center helped recruit REI. REI helped recruit Captive Air.
Is that so?
That's
very interesting.
It is heartwarming to see our existing businesses want to help us, you know, recruit and create new jobs. It's wonderful. They're very, very civic-minded. They understand that it expands the tax base. It does, you know, it expands the charitable contributions. It just makes the community a better place to live. And there is not a that I sometimes hear, you know, some conspiracy to keep companies out.
Right.
Absolutely not true.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I knew an old grizzled broadcaster years ago when I wanted to buy my first radio station. And I went there to ask him for advice. And he grumbled at me and told me I shouldn't do it and all this kind of stuff. And then he said, all right, well, if you want to do it, he says, here's what you do. He says, go find a place with big roads. He said, don't ever buy a radio station unless you have big roads around it. So I thought that was pretty interesting because it is along the same lines you were just talking about. I-99 and the Turnpike would qualify to buy a radio station, I suppose, in Bedford County because it has big roads. And I think what he was really talking about, if it has big roads, it probably has some commerce going on and you won't starve to death there. So that was his own simplistic way of doing market research. You're listening to Bedford County Speaks. Our guest today is Betty Slayton, who is the president of the Bedford County Development Association. And today's program is proudly brought to you by DestinationDelco.com. If you want to find some really cool stuff in and around the Philadelphia area and some great places to stay, just go to DestinationDelco.com. I think that this whole notion of a development association is very interesting to me because I've been to a lot of places around the state. In fact, I've been to all 67 counties. And this is not true throughout the Commonwealth. There are only a few places that have this kind of strength that you have here. So can you think of any reason why Bedford County has kind of hit it so well here? You mentioned the workforce, but you know, everybody says they got a good workforce, but maybe we really do. Maybe that is the answer. Maybe it's the fact that you provided that to make it easy for people to come in here. I mean, do you hear this from people that are looking at this?
You know, I think fundamentally it's just we have really good, kind, caring people here. Everybody. You know, the person at the Turnpike who takes your ticket smiles and says hi. I mean, people care about each other. And you see this with churches and charities and so many nonprofits. And so we all understand we have so much to get done. We need to work shoulder to shoulder as opposed to competing against one another.
Yeah.
And we communicate and we talk, and it's the private sector, it's the county commissioners, it's our federal and state leaders, our municipalities, our education systems. When you look at the BCDA board of directors, and we rotate members, we always have a school superintendent, we always have a farmer, we always have representatives of manufacturing, finance, recreation. It's a really good board, and often they don't even know each other when they start on the board, but they all believe in working together to help make Bedford County a better place.
Well, I couldn't say it better myself, and when we come back, we are going to ask Betty some really interesting stuff about some of the participants and the benefits of this association and what's become of them since they started. Also, she's got some really, really cool news about some new stuff they're doing. I looked at your new brochure, Betty. It's called BC Broadcast. Did I mention I love that name? I think it's a great name, BC Broadcast.
Okay,
anyway,
I get it.
When
I get it.
Bedford County Speaks continues.
DestinationDelco.com, a new way to experience Delaware County. Destination Delco, from Philly to the Brandywine, we have the Crossroads, Riverside, Main Streets, Main Line, and the Brandywine. Five different ways to experience Delaware County. Check us out at DestinationDelco.com. Be sure to listen to Bedford County Speaks Saturdays at 8:30 a.m. just before Rush on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to today's Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned with Betty Slayton, the Bedford County Development Association Presidente, and we are here in her conference room, which is about the size of the Penn State Stadium, I think.
Oh.
It's like the most enormous conference room I've seen, and this table you could bowl on, Betty.
BC, I mean, Stone.
Oh, my goodness.
Local
it's
company.
Just fabulous. Anyway, we're learning all about the business of the Bedford County Development Association, and as we said before the break, we want to fill you in on some of the actual participants. Now, I know you don't have any star people, but you have some of the ones that are more successful than others, just maybe because of their sheer size. So let me just start with a couple. You mentioned Penn State. What does Penn State have to do with all of this, and how have you worked with them?
Penn State is critically important to our economic development efforts. In fact, the president of Penn State will be the BCDA annual meeting in August. He just announced a $32 million economic development initiative that those of us in Bedford County want to know more about. Education is.
I've always liked Penn State. No. Blue and white and all of that.
Well, you know, I'm a University of Wisconsin grad, but yeah. I have learned to really love Penn State.
No, I went there once. Not to attend the school, but I mean, I went there.
Oh, it's a fun, and it's a highly regarded, I mean, it's internationally recognized. So what we do is we try to align our existing manufacturers and hospitality people with PSU and with Allegheny College of Maryland, which is a very strong community college that we utilize as well. So it just helps build a better mousetrap. It helps us, you know, learn new processes, new products, and the internships are really, really critical for a lot of our companies.
Now, they have internships of Penn State students that come into these companies you're working with now.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that go? I mean, if I'm economics major, an ag major, or something at Penn State, I can come over here, especially if I might live here, and work in a summer or a period of time? How's that go?
Yes, all of the above.
Okay.
And we try to make the connections. They're also throughout the year as well. I think the Bedford Springs has quite a few Penn State hospitality. I'm not sure that's the name of the department, but folks, I know Rockland Manufacturing is always very key to get engineering students, Kennametal. It's just a great idea to bring these great young minds into a company to say, hey, what if, or have you thought about that? Penn State has a program called the Learning Factory, where they're all of the engineering students who get a degree from Penn State have to have real-world experience. So they will adopt a project. It's wonderful.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I have met so many young people come out of school, and you know, I say, you know, where did you spend your career while you're in school? And they went, McDonald's, you know, and nothing against the McDonald's Corporation, but there is life beyond fast food delivery. And I just think it's wonderful that they're actually getting them to come into the business world while they're in school, where these applications can actually be applied to what they're learning. Sorry, a little editorial comment there, but I just think that's kind of...
Well, Penn State gets it,
yeah,
and Penn State is doing it, and our companies and the students are benefiting as a result.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And you do this, I guess, with any of your school partners where...
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I just had a conversation with Brett Schoenfield, who, of course, is the new manager of the Bedford Springs. And he told us that, told me, that they're really going to get aggressive about getting the high school kids in Bedford County involved in the work of his hotel. And I jokingly said to him, I said, well, what a radical idea. You actually might get someone interested in the hospitality industry, and they'll come back here 30 years later when they're CEO of some giant corporation and land their helicopter on your 10th green and to have a conference there. And he smiled and said, exactly right. Because those connections do happen.
Oh.
There's no question about it.
Well, and look at our tech center. The Bedford County Tech Center has an incredible culinary program, and they have an incredible cooperative program. So Esther Grana and her folks get Tech Center students out into the real world as well. So we're already doing it at the high school level in Bedford County.
And sorry, Brett, I didn't really mean I was going to put a helicopter in one of your greens. I wouldn't dare do such a thing. Anyway, you are listening to Bedford County Speaks. Our guest this morning is BCDA's Betty Slayton, and that stands for Bedford County Development Association. And we're talking about what this place does. Now, you have other organizations, obviously, that you have benefited from, and they have benefited from you, such as REI. You can't miss it. You're driving up 220, and there's this gigantic building. I don't know how big it is, but it looks gigantic to me.
525,000 square feet. One of the largest green buildings in the United States.
I think that's bigger than some townships, I believe, right? So how do they integrate with what you're doing? You actually work with them after they get the place built?
BCDA prepared the property that they bought. We took the risk. We bought the land. We coreboard under I-99 with public water, public sewer, worked with our Bedford Township folks, Bedford Borough folks, prepared the site. We worked with so many Bedford County partners, and they looked to place their first East Coast distribution center, many, many states. I think they said 90 different communities they looked at, and they kept narrowing it down and narrowing it down. And we got
90.
They looked all over. They had a professional site selector who, you know, did the initial research, And they narrowed it down. I remember when we were in the final three, one site in West Virginia, one in Virginia, and we were the one in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's what I was talking about earlier, competition. You won.
We won.
Yeah. Wow.
It wasn't just us. It was the community that won. They just had such a great feel when they walked down the street, when they hiked at REI, when they – it just – our community won.
Well, I got my first contact with them through the person of Kevin Hansen, who is the head of the Fall Foliage the last several years. And I look at it this way. Had Kevin not been working at REI in this county at this time, we wouldn't have had that Fall Foliage chairman and do such a great job in Fall Foliage. So things do get connected, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And they do so much, so many volunteer hours, and they take great pride in just all that they do to clean up parks, to do hiking trails, to go into schools and teach kids to enjoy the outdoors. We have so many of our companies do that, that donate. You know, it can be major, like REIs and Walmart distributions, but they're also the structural fiberglasses and the blue triangles and, you know, people who just help the Little League and just support the chamber and support so much. It's a really giving community.
There's a little metric, I believe, in your business that you use. When someone like Walmart Distribution or REI comes to town, they obviously employ X amount of people. But the big impact is because of that employment, there is another formula that kicks in about how many people are employed to support these people. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the formula is, but there is some sort of metric there.
Yeah, it's called an impact analysis or a spin-off or whatever. Yeah. And I have never fully gotten comfortable with a good source. You know, you hear 4-1, right. You know, 9-1, you know, 4 and 9 new jobs for every one that you create. I don't like to quote that unless I'm really comfortable with the source, but it is huge because you see it when a plant closes too or downsizes.
Well, it would seem to be though, and two, the better it is, like REI uses skilled people. So if you have, you know, an X factor of skilled people, those skilled people are going to create even better jobs in the extension factor. And so you have a lot of this going on in Bedford County now. All right, so then we have the manufacturing stuff like Lampfire. How does that work? You've got a pharma industry going on here. I didn't even know that until I moved here.
Yeah, Lampfire Biological Laboratories, owned by and founded by Greg Krug. Incredible, wonderful growth company. Based back east in eastern Pennsylvania. Started here 20-some years ago and has just grown and grown. Took over an old abandoned apparel company, Delco, in the Everett Park, put millions into it to make a state-of-the-art lab facility. Greg Krug is on the BCDA board. He comes every month. He is committed to helping grow ag biotech jobs in Bedford County. He's worked very closely with the Bedford County Tech Center to start, I think we're one of two in the whole state, certified ag biotech curriculums, and they just won a statewide award for their cooperation in putting that together. We help leverage, I think it was $10 million of USDA money to help expand the tech center to help grow that. And Greg is committed to helping us land additional pharmaceutical-related companies.
Well, pharma, of course, is, to me, the largest growth industry. I mean, everybody, every day in the media talks about healthcare, healthcare, healthcare. And if you've got a pharma outfit going on here that's growing, and by the way, I saw in the paper they're using kids from Everett High School and stuff and teaching them how to work in these labs. What a fantastic thing for a young person to be able to do within a couple of miles of their house. Mm-hmm. I mean, That's a big feather in your cap as well.
Well, and they just won, it was just announced in the last month, a $5 million contract. I was part of that recruitment process for them, and we were competing. Lampfire was competing with a lot of different companies across the country, probably the world. And we showed the tech center commitment. We showed our video that's really good on it. But they said, we won. Bedford County won, Lampfire won, they're expanding their lab, they're hiring new people, and this is a Fortune 50, not 500, 50 pharmaceutical international company, and I think this is just the beginning of tremendous growth with them. So, you know, you just have to plant a lot of seeds and
well, I hate to use this word spawn because it has everything to do with what they're doing, but that's kind of what they'll do is they'll spawn other companies in related fields to want to come here to be near them. Everybody wants to be near the big successful guy. Okay, then finally we have, we'll call this the fun department. You have the Omni Bedford Springs right down the road here. So this resort is bigger than better than ever.
1796, yeah.
And it is quite extraordinary, and it is operated by Omni, which of course is a huge company. And this has to have economic impact as well, because does it touch these other organizations like Walmart and REI? I mean, if REI is going to have a party, they're going to go there, I guess?
Yes. The impact of the springs is just almost too plentiful to completely define. And we worked with the developer for years and years and years to finally get a successful package put together. We're so proud of the springs. And, you know, we would tout that it's going to help grow the downtown and add this and it's going to help this and this. Well, I believed it when I said it, and we talked to funding agencies and investors, but it is just incredible. We can recruit prospects to the area and say, you know, we'll you can stay at the Bedford Springs. We'll put you. Our companies can bring their customers here, their suppliers here, and have meetings. I mean, just look at the spinoff of our downtown. It is just incredible. You know, the Downtown Bedford Inc. has done an incredible job having us be one of the top main streets in America. And, you know, that is due to the good work of those people, but also the spinoff of the Springs.
I've never been in any place that has as many candy stores as Bedford.
They're all good, aren't they?
Well, I don't get it. I mean, I don't know how they all stay in business, but they do.
Yeah.
And I guess they sell all this candy to people come to the Bedford Springs. You know, one of the things that I have noticed is that you've connected this so well. I had a chat not long ago with Ray Jennings, who, of course, runs the airport. And he was telling me that they're capable of bringing in corporate jets. I see if important, influential people are coming here to go to Bedford Springs, they can't help but notice the growth and vitality of this county and what you've done here. Have you seen any evidence of that?
Yes, and that is one of our next challenges is how do we harness these entrepreneurs who come here to visit, because everybody falls in love with Bedford, and say, you know what, you could live here and commute back to D.C., commute back to Pittsburgh, but just, you know, similar to how you fell in love with it.
We had to come here. It was extraordinary. So
it's, you know, because we're not just about the big guys. We're also very much about the entrepreneurs and the craftspeople and the people who want to buy a farm and raise organic food to sell to the springs or sell to visitors. So we certainly want to impact that. And now with the airport's new avionics business, which means basically going in and retooling a lot of their electronics, people can drop their plane off and just stay in Bedford County for a few days. So, yeah, they're...
Well, you've really got it wrapped up well. And Betty Slayton, we're out of time. I could talk to you all day. You're just a lot of fun. And I want to thank you so much for taking a few minutes.
Thank you.
If you'll let me back in here someday, we'll come on. We'll cover the rest of this topic when we do this again soon.
My pleasure.
You've been a delight, and thank you very, very much. Very, very nice, very gracious of you to have me. Betty Slayton has been our guest of the Bedford County Development Association here at Bedford County Speaks, and we want to thank you for joining us today. Bedford County Speaks was brought to you today by DestinationDelco.com. See you again next Saturday right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, have a great weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks. Listen each Saturday beginning at 8:30 to hear about the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Thanks for listening.